Okay. Good morning.
Okay. Morning. Okay. We're in the middle of Hilchos Oil. We are up to Sif. Shintes Vav Sif Hei. Kisei also Prokim. It's made with pieces of Kesherot to Leisha Velav Poischid Oisai for Or Niftach. It's a folding chair, Batsim. You have a folding chair and you unfold it and you sit. Right, the chorot and oil. However, because you see, right, so it's talking about or nichpal, and then when you close it closes up. Mutter lepaschay the chachila. That is mutter chachila to use folding chairs because it's made to open, and it's just moistif oil. It's not making an oil chachila. So to anything that has, like, you know, you have a fold up shelf or anything like that, you can take down because that's already. First of all, there's no mechitzas, which is stamakula. But besides that, anything which is set up to unfold, to fold and unfold, is already considered is made of oil. It's not, you're not making any oil on Shabbos. When you're stacking barrels or things like that, one on top of each other, you shouldn't do bottom and then top, because what happens is you put two barrels and then you put a third one on top in the middle, and there's a space in between, because they say you need the air, so you need a bit of space between each barrel so the air circulates. So then you end up having an oil. So what you have to do is you hold the top one and you put the other two underneath. Because that would be oil. Like we're going to get into a bit more, is the idea of with oil is that you need to have that one of the things that you need to have is the usage under. It has to have a use under an oil. Point of an oil is that for the person to sit underneath, or the Mishkan, they were part of the oil. It was the kelim were underneath. It's to go ahead and to have a usage underneath. I asked yesterday about legs. Legs is not a use. It's not a use. It's just it's just an easier thing to do. It makes it easier. That's not a usage. You're not storing anything there. You don't need air for a specific purpose. You just need space for your legs. It's a little bit different. That's not called a usage. Mutter laniach sefer echad mikav echad mikav echad al gabeh. You can take couple svarim and make a pyramid out of it. And this is the nakuda. You don't need the avir underneath. There's no reason. You're not storing anything underneath the sefer. So anything you're stacking up and you don't care about the space underneath is it's mutter to do that. Kol oil meshupa she'en begagol tefach. Any. If you make a bridge, that would be a problem. Yeah, make a bridge. Kol oil meshupa, slanted, angled oil she'en begagol tefach. Right. See, if it doesn't, but you have let's say you have a stick and you go ahead and you pour oil over it, and there's no tefach on the top. Oh, pachos mishloisha samach legago rochav tefach. And it's not wide enough that if you go ahead and because of lavud that within three tefachim of the top it hits tefach, meaning in there, because the whole top piece of three tefachim is considered one thing because of lavud, which would mean that it has to be pretty it would have to be a pretty sharp angle for it not to do that. Anything which is a bit angled, you're going to hit three tefachim to one tefach. Is hard, you know, it's pretty easy. It has to be a very close to vertical hanging thing. Areza ol arai, but it's still a problem ol arai. Areza ol chachila b'shabes pater, but it's still also to do that chachila even with the zol tefach, because that is because the oil is a flat top. Anything which is slanted is considered ol arai, because that's not made. That's usually not. That's not made for proper oil. what is discussed, the Beirucha discusses about umbrellas. It's really it's Nobi Shitas Nobi Yehuda that an umbrella is an oil, because the point of the umbrella is to shade you from sun, from rain, and one of the karim of oil is shade. So the Farshim bring down, the Achshuchan speaks out, explains that, you know, first of all, we have oil, we have the point that, you have bechitzas, and then you need space, you need usage underneath. However, this shita holds it, one of the ikarim is for oil, is that it's shading you. That's the whole point. So generally, you have to have mechitzas to shade, to support it. But if you have an umbrella, so then even without mechitzas, that would be also. Mishabura is mashma that it's also, but it's not the, he's not so strong with it. Aruch Shulchan says it's mamish. Yisra oil, he understands that even though it's a mechitzah, so this is ikar oil to shade yourself. And he also, the Chacham also says that it's meshupa, and it's also a tefach, it's going to be a tefach within three tefachim, is also the same type of idea. All the place can go back to a little bit about in Shin Aleph about the hat. And they ask about the hat, and they point out when they say oil meshupa is that if it's a hat that if it's a straight hat which goes out of tefach and you're it's off a kavod, that's over there, that's all those things over there. Aglen klape din oil. If it's slanted, it says over there one of the hetayim is that it's slanted. So therefore, if it's slanted, then it's not considered. That's first of all, it's an ol arai. And these slanted oils are all right. In this case, since it's not really an oil, even though Rosh Hashanah says that a hat might be a shayla, just the same thing as an umbrella, if you use it for sun and everything like that. I don't know if the other place given as machmer as he is. So therefore, this is the idea that if you're using something for shade, Yesh Lodim is said that, whether it's a Rabbana, it's a Deraisa, and Chulei. Mishmer Shetoli Yisrael Lasis Bashmarim the Sanaram Moedchem Pia be called Sad. Let's say you go ahead and you have a bowl and you put like a filter, a sieve or whatever, and you pour it on top of a bowl or a clear whatever. Choshev Asiyas Oil for Osel in Taisa, that is called an Asiyas Oil. Oil is not just is anything. Anytime you have a tefach. And even if it's over a kli, and you need the space underneath, it's still called an oil. Obviously, we don't say that unless it's like sticking out. But if it fits the pot, then that's not oil. That's part of the pot. If it doesn't really fit the pot, and it's just you putting something else on top, then I'm not sure if you put foil on top, would that be? Would that be a din? I don't know. I'm not sure. Foil. I don't think it's. I don't know if it's considered oil over here. But I'm not sure. But that's the head of my pot lids. Is that it's part of the pot? Talis kful shayole chutin shayis tluya vehenir. Let's say you go ahead and you fold the talis over a string or something like that, and you're removing it by pulling the strings on the talis. You're opening and closing it. Mutar l'intaisa, mutar l'parka, you can hang it over, or you can, mutar l'parka, v'chein ha-pareches. And Mishabura points out that we're not talking about you're allowed to, it's hung up before Shabbos. The question is, are you allowed to open it and close it with the strings? As long as you were using the strings before Shabbos, that's okay, that's meisif oil, and there are still any pareches, that we have the case of before about mechitzas, but also be if it's hanging, you're allowed to open it and close it, drapes, things like that. There's no problem with moistif binyan or anything like that. If it's already, if you're, if, like by drapes, if everything is ready from before Shabbos, it's made to do that. Kilas chasanim she'ein begagal tefach. Kilas chasanim is also over a bed. They put some sort of canopy bed. Well, yeah, obviously, right. Obviously, if it's a straight canopy bed and you hang up the top of four posters and everything like that, that's straight oil. However, this is a case where you put like a temporary thing to go over the sides of the bed. So she'ein gagal tefach, if it's slanted and there's no tefach, lo pachos v'shloshah samach gagal rechav tefach, and it just, you know, let's say it's very tall and it goes down like this. You can go ahead and spread it out or put it back. And that it can't be that it hangs over a tefach above the bed. It's a little bit unclear what it means over here. It can't be right. So it can't be that it's hanging above. It hits the floor, but if it's hanging above a tefach, so again, that's under the part where it's angled. I think it's the way Mishabura understands the part where there's, you know, where it's angled. So that part with lovewood and everything like that will be considered tefach over the bed, because three tefachim with one tefach would be considered an oil. And even if it's intended to be an oil, since you're doing something to cover something else, even if it's an unintentional oil, it's considered an oil. If you're hanging up pareches, you have to be sure that when you hang it up, that you don't make an oil when you're hanging it up. Then therefore, when it's a very big pareches, because he's going to go ahead and fold it over. When he folds it over, it's going to get a tefach. I saw some ask, what's the big deal? We're not talking about, you're not making an oil. You're putting something over. So it's like a misasek, I don't know, whatever. So Chruchan answers that since you're being Isaac and doing some sort of mechitza, some maisa of binyan, some maisa, you know. So therefore, if you happen to go ahead and make an oil on top, so that would be an ol arai, and therefore would be aser. If you, I don't know, if you're still doing something else, you're, you know, then you have to worry about it. But if you're trying to do something like a pareches or whatever, so then you have to be careful of making a tefach an oil. If it's some sort of kila is like it's a beam which is on top of something. It's like a tent, some sort of tent that has a gag. You can't pull over it. You can't put it out, even though it's slanted, because if it hits the ground, there's not a chance that one time it'll blow up, and then you'll go ahead and end up having an oil arai, which again, very machmer comes to oil arai, and therefore, even if it's unintentional, it's usur. It's the rabbanon, but it's still usur. Beged sheshoytchim al pi achovis lachasayis. If you put a beged on top, loyishtachin al pleikula mishim oil. Don't go ahead and cover the whole pot, because that would be an oil. Again, the chasavim and mekula, keep a little bit open. Hu adin lachor foil. Nani mili kishakuba kli chaser tefach. That's only if between the food and the lid is or the cover you're putting on is less than a tefach. It's a tefach there. But any chaser tefach, you have a full pot. Motor the ein kan oil. Obviously, there's only if there's a space for there to be an oil And the Shavur brings that the Raivin and the Rajba both say that no covering kelim is no such thing. That's not called an oil. That's just not an oil. Even if there's more than a tefach, Shabura says you should try to be machmer like the mechaber, but yeshom elismoich, that even if you're covering a kli, or let's say you're covering a pan with foil, things like that, covering a pot with foil, that it could be you should still be chayshish to cover, to go ahead and leave it a little bit open if there's a tefach of space. But yeshom elismoich if you don't do that. Shinta Zion, start Hilchos Seda. The thing about Seda is a Malacha D'Oraisa, one of those Lamatas Malachos. Seda is you're trapping an animal, to the point that it's something which is normally trapped and the animal can't run away. Called Chosid Seda. And it's even Seda is even also, even a Gram Seda is also. So let's see, let's start. Atzad Tzipor Dvor L'migdal Shu Nitzobo. If you go ahead and a bird goes into a cage or something like that, or let's say you have a pet bird and it flies into its cage, then the Shar Tziporim Mitzvila Bayis L'bei Bar Shem Nitzonim Bo Chayiv. Right, so if you go ahead and you close the cage, it's Seda, it's Usur. Or any other bird flies into your house, the house will get to, because you can't catch it in the house. But if you have a deer that runs into your house, right, so then, before your wife and all your kids start, they run out, if you close, and after they run out, they close the door, it's a problem. Or if you have, fish in a Bebar, if you have fish in your house and you catch it with a net, something like that, that would be chayav. Im eino nitzobo, but if it's in a case where it's not called nitzod, meaning potter of aser, then that would be however, that therefore closing the door, even if you're not going to be able to catch this. There's, let's say a cat runs into your house. You close the door. You know where you can catch it. So it would be a nisr d'rabbanim to close the door. However, Shmuel ben Chayyim says the machum tzar. It's freezing cold outside. And you're closing the door because it's cold, not because you're trying to trap it so it doesn't go out. That's a psik reisha d'rabbanan. However, anything which is shayich tzeda for, he said of a shar chayev of the shayich tzeda deraisa. Anything which is this is only for something small, but anything which is big, which like a bird or something, but anything which is mamish big and it's mamish, that's called tzeda. Goes into a room and you close the cat goes into a room. You close the door, so it doesn't get out. Then that in a chalami that would be a problem. Also, it's only things which are derech litzobo. So we can get into things with flies and things. Let's say you have a moth or a fly or something like that, and it's in the, your daughters are screaming, you have a cockroach, something like that, so you close the bathroom door so it stays in the bathroom. So that would be, that's not litzad deraisa, because it's not something which is derech called litzobo. It's also hard to catch. So you have a couple kulas with that. But otherwise, it'd be an issue. Atzad tzvi yoshen or suma chayiv. If a tzvi is sleeping and you catch it, then even still you're chayiv. Chigar choylo zakein potter. Because sleeping or suma, it still can go ahead when you start trying to get to it. It can still chop and it can still feel that you're coming, and therefore it can quickly get up and run away. So therefore, that's still called tzeda. Tzeda is you're actively catching it. But something is, if the animal is sick, not tired, but sick, or it's old, or it can't really move, so your tzeda is done, it's called nitzud v'omed, it's already, it's easy to catch, it can't move anyway, so what's the big deal? So that's considered that you're putter for it, but it's still usher, that it's still usher to move it. But right. But a mashasa kelev Acher Chaya b'Shabbos. If you go ahead and loose your dogs after a Chaya on Shabbos, Habit Seda, that's called Seda. That's how the Rosh Hashanah says it's a Toldot Seda, because you're not actually catching it yourself, but you're being Gorim, you know, the dog to catch it. He calls it could be it's a Toldot Seda. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's all under Rabbanon. And that also, if the dogs chase it, not they don't really catch it, but they chase it till it gets exhausted, and therefore you can go ahead and you can catch it after. It's a type of tzeda, and it's also yeshayim the ach b'chol aser lots of beklavim mishum moshav leitzim, and some say that that if you're hunting for sport with dogs, hunting for sport is considered Moshav Leitzim, which we had before in Shin Tes Zayin, is something where there's no tachlis to it. You're just having, you know, I'm not going to say the words having fun, but just having fun for having fun is Moshav Leitzim. If you need the, well, I pointed out my share at night, if it's something you need to relax, I don't know, different things that, you know, different cheshbonos, if there's a cheshbon to it, it's fine. Usually hunting animals, so there are certain things which are beyond the, you know, beyond the thing saying, listen, I needed to relax. Going out hunting with your dogs, you know, whatever, that's not a Yiddish thing, and that's called real Moshav Leitzim. Kosher, I mean, you'll need so chayev, I love anything, any animal which is bederach called nitzel, your chayev. Aim b'mino nitzel potter ova oser, if it's not b'derech chlal to catch it, then that's potter ova oser. Even, like I said, bugs, cockroaches, things like that. I mean, I don't know, I don't know if they're called to nitzel it, because you usually want to get it out of the house, but it's not dafka, it's something you're not catching it because you want it. You're catching, you know, hilkach zvuvim, alavi she'ein b'mino nitzel oser l'tzuda, and still also to catch them, because that is, That's also the Rabbanon. Hagav l'chein yishizor shel yizgor teva ktana listam kelim shazuvim b'Shabbos. If you have, let's say flies in your garbage, and you close the lid, then that would be a problem. Habi p'sik reisha sheyitzodu sham, because they're going to be trapped there. Neish bekili b'makom sheim yiftach hakli litol misham yivruchu. Some say that if you open the thing, it's big enough, and you try to stick your hand to get in there, you won't be able to catch them. Then that will be mutter. The Taz says, the Shaila is, do you need to go ahead? The famous Taz, and there's a good anger on this, whatever. Do you have to check if you close a box or you close your garbage? Do you need to check for flies? And he says you don't have to. If you saw flies there, let's say, obviously you don't have to check everything in the world. But if you saw flies there and you push them away, then you don't have to be choshish for anymore, because it's a suffik psik resha and a milsa de rabbanon, and that's a general cloud, a suffik psik resha, that you don't know if there's anything there, you don't think there's anything there. And it's a din de rabbanon, because it's not nitzel. So that's, you don't have to be samachmer, you'll have to be mekel. I always wondered if you go ahead and let's say you sweep up ants from the floor, if you throw, you know, dump them in the garbage, that wouldn't be tzad, because if for them they're so small that they can't, even if you look, you can't really not be able to really catch it inside the garbage. That wouldn't be, they have time to walk around and everything like that. That wouldn't be tzeda. If you have a full kli also, if there's bugs in it and stuff, whatever, you know, obviously a cup with a bee or something like that it's clearly tzeda. A bee might even be more, because it's there are lots of bees, because people put it by in the beehives, but I don't know, the house and thing, I don't know if it's that exactly, but I'll upon him, that would be, that's the Isser of tzeda. We'll continue.